Estelle Yarinsky in Slingerlands. It was a pleasure to hear the governor on our favorite station. I am a member on WAMC. Hope you'll invite him again and that he'll make it a regular habit. I think he'll find that it's very worthwhile. It's good for him, and it's good for us.
Good morning. Charles Stevenson here, Amherst, Massachusetts. When are they going to start building houses out of steel in California, or aluminum, or brick, or when are they going to stop using all this wood that burns? And where are they going to get all the wood to replace all these houses that burned? The carbon footprint is insane.
This is William Devotee calling from Sheffield, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank you very much for the excellent programming on Thanksgiving Day. It was really a relief to get a break from all the bad news.
My name is Harry Willis. I live in Scotia, New York. I'm a devoted, longtime WAMC listener. But I'd like the station's news reports to avoid referring to an elected official's political party affiliation unless the story deals specifically with party politics or party matters, such as a primary election or the party's position on an issue. An elected official should be considered to serve and represent his or her entire constituency. Using a party label merely as another adjective or substitute noun unduly emphasizes partisanship and therefore leads to an increase in polarized thinking. I prefer to think that when my elected officials are acting or speaking in their official capacity, that they can be thought of as doing so in the name of all the people, not just some.
Hello, this is R. Brown. I'm calling from Albany, New York. I just wanted to make the point that lynching did not stop in the 1800s. They continued into the 1940s. I really am sick and tired of people discussing these racist attitudes that people have and trying to make it seem like it's something that disappeared when slavery disappeared. It did not disappear. Lynching did not stop. They continued, and white Americans consistently let people go, from Zimmerman to whoever it is that is responsible for the death of a black man, they let them go.
Sandra Sankowski, Scotia, New York. I would like to make a comment about the support personnel in the school systems. Yes, the teachers have tough jobs and the support personnel, but what about the school nurses these days? Their job now entails dispensing numerous medications and dealing with the multitude of health problems children seem to have these days. And they are not compensated monetarily or with benefits for their jobs as they should be.